Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Genesis chapter 22. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, "My father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went, both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. The place was the mountainous region of Moriah, where eventually the Jerusalem and the temple were to be erected, where in the fullness of time, Jesus, Lamb of God, would be slain upon a cross as the ultimate self-sacrifice, once for all, ending mankind's bondage forever to sin and death. But you already knew how that ended. Yeah, having heard this reading from Genesis 22 plenty of times before, maybe dozens of times before, perhaps you've been relieved of any unfolding dread as moves along in the narrative. No harm, no foul. All's well that ends well. The father and the son will be okay. They'll get through this. Abraham, example par excellence of saving faith and righteousness that is obtained by such faith, Saint Abraham held firm in the faith of a most severe faith test on God's terrifying instructions, and then was prevented by a last-minute divine intervention from finishing the job of slaughtering Isaac, the only son, by knife and turning the boy into a burnt offering, the very son about whom God had already made numerous solemn promises. The word of the Lord came to Abram, "Your very own son shall be your heir." And he brought Abram outside and said, "Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them." Then he said to him, "So shall your offspring be." And Abram believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. The Lord said to Abram, "Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations." And again the Lord said to him, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you." And then God said, "Sarah shall be your wife and bear you a son, and you shall call his name Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his offspring after him." God would keep his sacred covenant. It simply could not be any other way, despite every appearance to the contrary. Repent of your complacency and laziness toward the Word of God. The familiar may breed contempt. It's not quite correct to say that Abraham was stopped before he could act on God's unthinkable testing order. In fact, the writer to the Hebrews declares that Abraham, he who had received the promises, was offering up his only son. However, Abraham reckoned that God was able even to raise Isaac from the dead, which, from figuratively speaking, Abraham did receive him back. In such a magnificent grace moment, when the angel of Yahweh issued the instruction to cease and desist, understand that the original command, no matter how mysteriously repugnant, no matter how perplexing, no matter how much it may cause us rebellious sinners, even now, to be a bit resentful and angry with God for putting an earthly father through something as frighteningly disturbing as that, the blood sacrifice was already settled in Abraham's heart and mind, if not quite completed by his hands. Abraham was already there, in the very act. It was as if he had already done it. It was as if Isaac was already gone and Abraham was left there alone in that mountainous, solitary place, left to contemplate the meaning of his future in the wake of such a devastating loss. Behold, dear saints, the realm of God's righteousness. A righteousness obtained only by faith and not by human will or effort. A holiness, a righteousness beyond all human understanding and reason, experience or accomplishment. Here is the place where you come face to face with the agonizing death of another, lifted up for you, drawing you and all men unto himself, a place where there is nothing left of your own strength or internal willpower. And what solely remains is a faith that ferociously, insistently, fiercely holds on to the only thing that abides, the unchanging promise of God in His Word, for hope, for peace, for reconciliation, for confidence in the glorious destiny that awaits for the sake of Him who is suspended in that place upon a cross. God keeps His covenant. In the resurrection of the son of Abraham, a ram was provided by Yahweh, caught in a thicket, in order to die in the place of Isaac. In the resurrection of all humanity, a greater atoning sacrifice was provided by Yahweh. The Savior ensnared unjustly by sinful men in order to die under God's will in the place of all, now sons and daughters of Abraham by the faith. In human nature taken up by the Son of God, in our flesh, Jesus, Lamb of God. He of thorn-encircled brow, in His crucifixion unto death, carries away in His body the sins of the whole world. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." The week of our Lord's Passion fast approaches. Thanks be to God that you already know how it ends, finished in that place for you. In the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.